It's the Speak On It podcast. This man puts on his shoes before his socks, better known as Skip. And now for our second guy. He sleeps with a nightlight on, better known as Cam High. And last but not least, actually, before last but not least, this man is 0 for 500 in the DMs, better known as Kenny Ridgeway. And now, last but not least, standing 6'3" and 8 inches. Those are two different measurements. Vincent Valentine!
Yo, why you put so much emphasis on yours, man? Can I get some words on my name?
I didn't know how to put stuff on like Skip. Like
we lie, baby. We lie. Yeah. How's everybody doing today?
I'm very good, slow. You know, just woke up from a nap. Yeah. Been beat, so actually not yet. So
it's been a cool day for everybody. I see the weather's nice out in Cali today.
Yeah, definitely a good day. It should be a good weekend, honestly. St. Patrick's Day weekend.
Oh, I forgot Sunday, about that.
So yeah, you know, so got to do some stuff for St. Patrick's.
Y'all got any fun plans for this weekend? Some women? Did I hear some women?
I'm 0 for 500 in DMs.
Nah.
You're only one shot away from making it.
Another lonely coaching weekend, you know?
Really? Yeah. Yeah, same. Like, I don't really have much plan. I'm supposed to see Captain Marvel on Marvel tomorrow morning. Supposed to get a haircut. Supposed to see two chicks that are friends of mine. So, you know, just, you know, hang. nothing too major, you know, just probably go to an animal shelter or something, you know, like
animal shelter.
I'm joking, dog. Like, you think I'm
Hey, I hear you, man. I hear you. So
I wish I was wifed up. You feel me?
You wish.
Maybe one day. Yeah. Wow. I'm trying to get out the game.
Wait, so you know, speaking of wifed up, you y'all hear about that story about Russell Wilson and Ciara waiting until marriage to actually have sex?
Yeah, that's.
I mean, I heard about it, but you know, it couldn't be me. So
yeah, it really couldn't be me. Like, I got to test drive a car if I know before I buy it. You feel me?
Ain't that crazy, bro? She said she had to pray.
Pray for what?
Like she was saying, like it was so hard. Like she really had to pray.
No, at that point, you just got to do a deed.
That's what I'm saying.
You got
it. She said. Sierra says it took a lot of prayer to abstain from
premarital.
Yeah, premarital sex.
Damn.
But wait, what was it? What did they? Why did they do that? Like, what was? Like, for what?
I don't even you know. I didn't even look too deep into it. Honestly, I read the heading, and I was just like, wow, like Sierra, out of all people. Mm-hmm.
Yo,
wait, she is that what she wanted or is that what he wanted?
I think it was mutual. Yeah, it was mutual.
Man, nigga,
I wonder why. Like for what? Like,
yeah, I'm just not knocking it.
I'm just trying.
Well,
to understand.
This is what she says. This is what she says. I really believe that when you focus on a friendship, you have the opportunity to build a strong foundation for a relationship.
Oh, okay.
Once you know you're really great friends, then you know you're equally yoked, and yada yada yada.
When you on paper it sounds really good, really delightful. Honestly, like I can't lie, it sounds beautiful. It sounds like like something out of a Disney movie. But like me personally, like I don't know. Like my thing is this: people gonna have the same like intentions at the end as it had in the beginning. So if a dude just wanted to hit and quit, like they'll wait. Dudes will wait 3 months,
right?
And once they beat, then they really that's gonna leave. They gonna be like, "Wow, like this bitch done wasted 3 months of my life." Like,
yeah, don't let it. Yeah, don't let it be trash.
For real, like I'm gonna be mad as fuck. Yeah, like imagine, Imagine waiting. All right, so this is like kind of like a similar example. It might be a bad analogy, but hey, like if y'all disagree, like I got some words for y'all, and it's a 3-letter word, and it's never mind. But anyways, so
wow.
So look, wait, I said a 3-letter word. I mean a 3-letter phrase. I mean a 3-word phrase. My bad. I just hope. All right, my bad. All right, look, listen, I'm losing my point. It's like buying Laker tickets in the beginning of the season and then for like 3 months in advance, and then by the time you get to the game time, LeBron James is hurt and he's not playing. Like, I'm gonna be mad as shit.
Yeah,
like, I ain't about to waste my time with it.
How you feel about it, Kenny? You think that you'll be able to wait? And if your wife was like, you know, let's wait, we got to build a friendship, I'm craving love, and I think that the way to get that is waiting to have sex until we're married.
I mean, I definitely try. Mm-hmm. I'd give it a shot, but I don't know if I'd be successful in doing that.
I hear you.
I definitely give it a try, though.
Yeah.
She gonna have to send me some pics.
Wow.
I'm going to have to see what the moose knuckle looking like.
Yeah.
For real. All
right, so if your wife went out of her way, she didn't go out of her way, but if your wife wants to go get, like, your mom or dad's, like, blessing to marry you, and I'm not your wife, your girlfriend, and she proposes to you, would you say yes?
Yo, I don't know. Like, it depends.
Yeah, it feels weird. Like, I feel like it'd be weird.
I wouldn't feel very manly.
Yeah, I ain't doing that. I'm gonna break up, honestly.
And that's not to say. Oh, go ahead, finish. You can say my bad.
I'm gonna say like because at the end of the day, like if a chick gotta propose to you, then she basically questioning your manhood. Like, like she basically saying that you're not man enough to ask.
That's
so now she gotta
do it on herself.
That's my thing. I don't really know. Like I'm 50-50 because what if I was thinking about marrying her like sometime soon and going to get the blessing as well. But she just so happened to beat me to it. I'm just gonna be like, I honestly would probably say no too. But then like I would tell her like, yo, like I feel like I should have, you know, I should been the one to do this, you know, because that's just a traditional thing.
I'm gonna say, yo, get your dumb ass up. Like, what the hell are you doing? You're trying to make me look like a bitch.
Yeah, Kenny, how you
see?
Think?
I don't think it's a problem. It's just that we. Like, we were, how you say, I'm programmed, I guess, to think that a man should always do it. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, like, when a woman does it, it's, like, weird.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't think, like, it's not a problem. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I feel like in the future, you know, the climate of the world or whatever.
Yeah, like.
It's going to go that way.
It's going to evolve.
Just how everything
that.
Is. You know what I mean? Yeah like, it's going to be more acceptable. Or not that it's not acceptable, but more, it's going to be more, how do you say? Like, people are going to be more comfortable with that.
Okay.
Because, like, I've seen a couple videos of, like, women proposing to guys, actually. Like, there's one girl did it at Disneyland.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. You know, and then he pulled out the ring, too, so that's another thing.
Yeah.
Dang. Yeah, it was pretty crazy. He was like, oh, I was going to propose to you. Then he got on one knee, and they both proposed to each other, basically. So I was like, oh, damn. What?
Yeah, that's dope. But see, that's crazy. Like, yeah, I don't really know. Like, I'd be sick, though, if I told my wife, like, my girl, like, no, and then she stopped talking to me.
Yeah,
she tell me no, yeah, it might be.
You know what? I think what I would do is I'd be like, yeah, but then a couple of days later, I propose.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so it's like a back and forth thing.
Yeah, because if she proposed and you say no, and then she leave you, it's just like, damn, but you saw yourself marrying her in the future, you'd be sick. But like, how do you guys feel about, because say if you propose to your wife and she says no, but she's like, no, like, we need to wait some more time. Oh, like, would you guys still continue to talk to her or still
time,
be off of
time
it?
For what?
That's fine.
I think it depends how long we've been dating before. Like, if we've been together for like years, what are we waiting for?
Like, facts. Yeah. No, I definitely agree. Like, I'm not saying that I would because I definitely wouldn't do this. But let's say I'm a dude and we've only known each other like a year, and then I decided to propose to my girl, and then she said that we just need like some more time of. Like knowing each other and whatnot, like that's understandable. Like a year isn't really that long.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but if you've been with your chick, like let's say 7 years, and she say like we need more time, she for sure got another dude.
Yep,
I hear you. Yeah, how you feel, Cam? How you feel about it?
Is she planning? I mean, I just feel like if she say like we need more time, like like I said, if we've been dating already for a long time, like, yeah, I understand what you're trying to wait for.
Right.
I mean, if it's early, like if it's super early, like if I just feel like, you know what, I'm ready right now, mm-hmm. but she isn't, like, I understand that.
Right.
Like, I don't want to pressure her into doing something she's not ready for.
I feel that 100%. Yeah. So how do you guys feel on, like, how do you guys feel about people that, like, rely on others to, like, make them happy? And when I say this, it's like, yeah, I've spoken to a lot of people, and at the end of the day, everybody knows you're supposed to make yourself happy. It's like, and it's like cliche, like, how are you supposed to make somebody else happy if you can't make yourself happy type of thing, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, how do you guys feel about it? Because I know, like, I tell people all the time, like, honestly, like, at the end of the day, you got yourself at the end of the day. So you got to make yourself happy because that's the only person you can really depend on. So for you to feel like your significant other or your close friends, yada yada, should make you happy, then I feel like that's wrong.
Yeah, you shouldn't be in a relationship if that's the case.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, if you need somebody else to make you happy, it's something wrong mentally or
mm-hmm.
something you're doing in your everyday life that, I mean, you obviously aren't happy.
Yeah.
You need to find out mm-hmm. what it is that you're doing that isn't making you happy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy because, yeah, like, I was in a relationship and I felt like, actually, no, I knew that, like, the girl I was with,
mm-hmm.
like, needed me to, it's like she was trying to fill a gap in her life. Like, he's going to make me, like, he's going to be the one to make me happy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so, like, it didn't matter what happened or, like, what happened in the relationship. She's always like, no, like, let's stay together. We can make this work.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, we broke up probably, like, 4 or 5 times and tried to make it work, like, over and over and over. And it was just crazy. Like, I've never experienced anything like that before.
Yeah.
Like, it was really crazy to me.
That is crazy. Because, like, I remember kind of doing the same thing and, like, knowing that at the end of the day, like, I don't know if I really could see myself with the girl, like, as far as, like, married and, like, with a family and whatnot. But I don't know. Like, I just, like you said, we kept getting back together and testing it out. But it just didn't work. So sometimes, you know, you feel bad because you don't want to hurt somebody's feelings at the end of the day.
Yeah. Oof.
So
that's the sad part too. Because like she was real cool. Like it's not like she was a bad person. Like she was real dope. I just wasn't in love with her like that. Like when I told her, I was like, I love you, but I'm not in love with you.
Yeah, that's
and
why
that's really how it was.
That's why it's hard sometimes to distinguish who you could keep, who you should just keep as friends and not go any further with. But, you know, us as men, we have, like, physical attractions to a lot of chicks. So it's really hard sometimes to really just be like, yo, like, I know I got to keep her as a friend and, like, not do anything with her.
I think that, you know, you definitely need good company to kind of, like, you know, help. Good company definitely makes the bad times better. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like,
keeps you even keel. Mm-hmm.
Especially once my heart got broken, like about 4 or 5 years ago, mm-hmm. like I've been missing half of my heart. So like mm-hmm. I need somebody to help and glue their half to my half, so now I can have a full heart again. You know?
Okay. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
And so, but definitely like when you're out by it, when you feel like you're alone, like I feel mm-hmm. like that's like the worst.
Oh man.
Like yeah. no matter what it is, even like per se, even if it's not really a relationship, if you have nobody around you that kind of like makes your days go by quicker and make life a lot easier, then you're gonna be depressed and sad and all that crap. So it all goes hand in hand.
That's facts, yeah. Because, a lot of people isolate themselves. And then if you're just looking at your point of view and not, like, you know, talking to your parents or your close friends and getting other people's point of view, which could make it easier, and then you can, you know, come to an understanding of, you know, like, everybody's life is pretty hard at some point.
Mm-hmm. Huh? Yeah, that's real because, like, I think loneliness is huge. Like, if you feel like you have no one, that's – oh, man, that really sucks.
Right.
Exactly.
And, like, I know, like, when I was messing with that one girl – and she did me the way she did me. When I was talking to y'all about it, it made me feel so much better. Because, like, I was able to – you guys are able to relate because, like, you guys have been through some of the same stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, bro.
Like,
it's crazy.
I really feel like – I'm really sad right now. Like,
yeah. It's funny you say that. Like, someone can – 9 times out of 10, someone can always relate to your situation or have been through it. So it's always good to just go talk to people. How do you guys feel about actions speak louder than words? I know I'm a big advocate of it. Like, if you're not showing me something, facts, then I will point it out and I will say it in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Like, you can't, you're not about to fool me with telling me what I want to hear, but not actually, you know, doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a little different because, like, I believe that's true. Actions do speak louder than words, but, like, if you're telling me one thing but doing something different, I'm not going to call you out on it, but I'm going to just try and distance myself a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's just me personally.
I hear you.
But for me, I've always told people, like even with a girl, they'd be like, they try to tell me, like, oh, I care about you. You're so important to me. And I just be like, mm-hmm. I just always say it sounds good. Like, I'm not trying to be rude or nothing, but I just be like, I know it sounds good, but I mean,
Right. It's crazy you say that because the other day, this girl, they know who I'm talking about too. This girl who I was trying to mess with or whatever. And remember the one that went to the army?
Yeah.
And she's always like, oh, you're so awesome. Like, we're going to get married and all this stuff. And then every time she says something like that, just the other day she texted me and was like, hey, can I call you? Like, can I FaceTime you? I was like, what's up? Like, go ahead. And she didn't even text me back after that. Didn't call me, didn't text me about nothing. But every time she says something like that, like, oh, we're going to get married, or, like, I miss you and everything, mm-hmm. I say, I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah.
Every single time. So it's so funny that you say that, because that's exactly what I said the other day. I'll believe it when I see it. It's crazy, man. Like, damn.
And I feel the same way. Because, like, a lot of times people, they try to sell you false hopes and these false dreams.
Yeah.
And it's ridiculous. So a lot of times, especially with chicks, you gotta kind of read between the lines to a lot of these chicks, especially nowadays.
Because they're probably telling the same guy, another guy, the same thing. And it's crazy.
They're telling 10 dudes, like, oh, like,
it's like a basketball. It's like a basketball coach trying to recruit.
Yeah, like, exactly. And, you know, and so, you know, when you're talking to these chicks, like, you gotta try to weed them out real fast. You gotta try to figure out, is this chick just talking to you just so she could have something to do on Saturdays at 7 p.m. and so she could have some dinner? You know, just like random stuff like that, you know. Or is she just somebody that just wants attention? And I'm a big advocate on.
Oh my god, yes, girls. Oh my god.
Like, I'm like, me personally, like, I'm a big advocate on if she doesn't try to, like, hit you up first, like, mm-hmm. no matter what it is, then she really, like, she's not your girl. Like, she's not yours. Like, if she's not going out of her way to, like, to hit you up first in the morning or try and, like, call you, see what you're doing, FaceTime you, whatever. Like, all that stuff,
right?
Then she not yours. If especially if you as a dude, if you feel like you're always, like, initiating, like, the first,
that's,
like,
the worst feeling,
like,
too.
Like, you just gotta drop it. I don't care.
The
I don't
energy,
care. Yeah,
the
man,
energy,
like,
isn't reciprocated. I think that's the right word.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care if she say, oh, I'm just, like, a bad texter. No, she's not.
Yeah,
she's just bad at texting you. Like, that's what it is.
That's what, bro. That bored thing, like, attention, like, that's a big thing with me. Like, I had to come to realize that, like, a lot of women, like, would just use you to entertain them. Like, I used to have, like, a friend that was a girl, and she would call me, like, FaceTime me, like, I'm bored, entertain me. I'm like, what the fuck? Like,
exactly.
Like, what do I look like?
Like, why am I the person you call when you're bored?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's hilarious.
I was going to say, it goes both ways, how you were saying, girls just telling dudes the same thing,
mm-hmm.
like, guys do it too. But, so if you know that you do it, mm-hmm. it's more than likely the girls that you're trying to talk to are probably doing it too. So
yeah, no, for sure. Wait, so how do you guys feel? So what do you guys consider materialistic nowadays? You know, we live in an age where, like, social media, like, you know, a lot of people try to show off things that might not be theirs, uh-huh. and all that type of shit. But, like, how do you guys feel about what do you guys consider materialistic?
Let me go first real quick. Uh-huh. I think materialistic is, like, you feel that you need all these things to be happy. That would be my definition of it. I don't know the actual definition of it, but that's mm-hmm. me personally. Like, you feel like you need this nice car to feel good, or, like, you mm-hmm. need
these nice clothes to, I mean, but that's, I guess it's kind of true, like, kind of yeah. crazy. But, well, like, yeah, that's what I think.
Well, I feel like it's more so you need it to fit in. You feel like you need it to fit in.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, like, not necessarily to make you happy, but just to fit in, because you can be happy without it, but since you see thousands of other people through social media with it, or whatever it might be, you feel like just to fit in nowadays with society, like, you gotta go cop that new car, you gotta go get the nice jeans, the babe, the Supreme, and all that. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly, because that was me in high school, because I had a freaking Android. I used to be scared to pull that thing out.
Yeah, see, no, yeah, that's real shit.
Oh, dude.
That's real.
But, hey, wait, hold up. Wow, that's actually funny.
Yeah.
That's funny as hell.
Like, imagine, imagine you grow up and, I mean, obviously not poverty, but, like, you know, like, low income, whatever. But then you go to school and, like, let's say another neighborhood or something, you see all the kids with the nice stuff and whatnot. You're going to low-key try to go out of your way to go get you some of what they got. You know?
That's Redondo, man.
That was me.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you.
Everybody driving in sophomore year, nigga. I'm parents picking me up.
I'm gonna tell y'all right now, like it's funny that you say this, because just the other day I was thinking about something, and it was like, I was like, man, like how do like some people in like or especially chicks. Mm-hmm. Like, they be having, like, bags, like worth, like, a couple thousand dollars.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, like what the? Like, and you, I don't know, it just seems like, to me, like, a lot of people's priorities be kind of off. They be trying to, like, have some image that doesn't really fit, like, who they really are.
Right.
I'm like, dude, like, we ain't gotta show off for nobody. Like, I'll take you to Ross. We're gonna go to Marshall's. Like, we're gonna get it out
out the mud.
Like, we're gonna work our way up from the bottom.
That's real, bro. Like, you gotta, like, any female, like, you don't have to, in order for a guy to like you, like, you don't have to go out of your way to look better than what you are, or, like, to grab, like, some designer clothes. Just, you know, like, if a dude, if he really like you, he gonna like you for who you are, like, what you got already.
That's exactly what you were saying yesterday.
Chicks gotta learn how to look good from the inside first, then out.
Yeah.
Like, ain't nobody, like, it's gonna be cool, like, you look good on the outside, but once once we see who you are on the inside, like, we done with that. Like,
exactly. That's fellas, what, hey, that goes for the fellas out there too, though.
Yeah, you dirty niggas. I mean, you dirty dudes.
Don't be out here trying to wear your homie stuff, designer stuff, just because you're going out with a chick for a night or something.
Yeah, like, if she wants you, she wants you.
Especially a belt, like, nigga. Let me, like, what?
A fact,
yeah.
Bro.
I ain't never seen that. Yeah, people really paying mad bread for a belt to hold they pants up.
Yeah, like, what?
That my shirt gonna cover anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah, like, I'm gonna tell y'all right now. Now the craziest thing I ever seen was when, like, was in I saw, like, people paying like $40 for some draws.
Right.
For Calvin Klein and stuff.
Yep.
And, I'm gonna get straight to it. I'm gonna just get the Hanes. Like, I ain't about to spend $40 on no draws. I'm gonna put another dude's name on my drawers for what?
The most I'm spending on something is on a hoodie. Like, I'll spend a little bit of money on hoodies, but, like, nowadays, honestly, since I've gotten older, like, I don't even, like, for the new shoes, like, all that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. I really don't care, like, for it, you know?
Yeah.
Nah, I got a shoe problem right now.
You with the shoe? Yeah, I know you probably with the shoe. And that's cool too, though. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. You got it. Sometimes you got to get stuff. But when you, like, faking the funk,
exactly.
Like, come on, dog. When you only eating oodles and noodles, but you trying to, but when you trying to get $2,000 Louis Vuitton bag or a Gucci belt or something, like, you really stupid. Like, you playing yourself. You hustling backwards.
You got that Benz, but you can't put gas in it.
Yeah, big bozo. Bozo, bitch.
Hey, so do y'all think that addiction is real?
For sure.
Hell yeah.
Yeah?
It's crazy. I'm my class is about that right now. What's crazy is, like, it's, let's see, 'cause, like, my grandma had a problem with alcohol.
Mm-hmm. And I always thought, like, dang, I don't want to try alcohol because what if I have the same problem? Okay. You know what I mean? And, like, we were talking about it in class because we had to watch this video. And it's crazy to me how one say, for example, you have two people and they both do cocaine just one mm-hmm. time. They both do the same amount one time. The first person can get addicted, but the second person can't. And that always tripped me out. Like, I don't understand how that works.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's crazy to me. Like, it really only takes one time to do something right. to get addicted to it.
That's
crazy.
That shit fire shit. I might have to do something, you feel me?
Wait, what?
What? My bad. I didn't know my mic was still on. No, I definitely agree with that. Like, I mean, it's weird, though. Like,
like an addiction, it doesn't necessarily have to be drugs.
Like, you can be addicted to a person. Like, that's where codependency comes in. Like, it's crazy.
That's the worst. Like, let me ask you this. Which one would you rather be addicted to? Like, a person that ain't, like, who's never giving you the time of day, or some crack?
Damn.
For sure, a person.
A person.
I'd rather
do really?
Yeah.
So you crazy.
But you'd be like stalking them to death and like.
Bro, that's me. I don't know.
I'm gonna have like that Netflix show.
Yo, I'm gonna have to show you. I'm gonna have to hit that rock.
Don't gotta be cracked though. Like, let it be some weed or something.
Yeah.
We going straight from the top. I'm gonna have to hit that rock.
That is crazy though. Damn, being addicted to a person.
Nah, rocking. I couldn't do it. I can't do it, bro.
Oh, actually, it's actually a disorder. It's called like dependent something personality disorder or something like that.
Damn.
It's crazy. And it's like when people are in bad relationships and they be getting mm-hmm. beat and abused and all this crazy stuff. And you're thinking like, why would you go back to this person? Like, that's stupid.
Fact.
You know what I mean?
Is this camera on me? Use your comment. That's stupid.
Nah, addiction. Yeah, you don't want any type of addiction in your life. I feel like. Mm-hmm. I mean, you always want to do everything in moderation. You don't want too much of anything. I feel like. But. Moving on. Hey, do y'all think that college will ever be free?
I don't know.
It should be.
I think so in the near future, the next 5 years.
Hell
5 years?
Hell
next
no.
5.
Not 5 years.
No?
Nah.
Not 5 years.
Maybe 50.
It's going to take a while. It's too much money to be made.
Uh-huh.
And the thing is, like, I'd just be sitting on so much money, they don't even know what to do with it.
Facts.
Like, it's ridiculous. Oh, my God. Like literally, Harvard alone has enough money to pay for every child's college tuition for eternity. That's just one school alone.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Like, but, I mean.
Do you think it should be free?
Hell yeah.
I would love for it to be free.
But not even thinking from an aspect of that we're in college and we want it to be free, yada yada.
No.
But just like
that's literally what a lot of other countries do. Like, they pay for your education. In France, they pay for your education. Like, they want people to be progressive. So they go out and they pay for your education and go to college so that you can be, you know, a better person, you know.
So when people study abroad, like, and depending on what country they're in, sometimes it's just paid for because they're in that country now.
No, hell no.
That's like a program through the original school.
Yeah, yeah. You have to pay. Okay, that. It'll be it'll be like a couple thousand. They pay for, you know, like probably like your food and stuff like that, and your housing with that. I mean. I wouldn't mind doing it, actually, now that you bring it up. I was actually talking
Yeah, it looks dope. I've seen a lot of people, like a lot of people that I'm close with in the recent years have done it, and they seem like they have a really good time.
Yeah, I actually wouldn't mind that. That'd be dope.
Yeah, that would be dope.
My cousin Marlon is doing that in Spain, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes to NC State.
That's dope.
Yeah.
So do you guys think
find some Spanish chicks.
you think that college is more of a necessity or having different kind of skills? You think that's more important nowadays? Or
I think it goes hand in hand, because
getting that degree or getting you some skills.
Well, I mean either, like, it really depends on what you want to get out of life.
Exactly.
If you already have a mindset of, hey, I want to be a carpenter, you know, then you can get your certification or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And you could be, you know, a hell of a carpenter and make great money, you know?
Right.
Or a welder or whatnot, some kind of trade, whatever it is, get your certification and boom. But some people on the other hand are different. You know, mm-hmm. they want to be engineers, they want to be future professors, they want to be architects. Yeah, just it really depends on what exactly you want to get out of it. But, you know, me personally, I feel like everybody should at least, you know, like, go to school, you know, mm-hmm. After high school, whatever, just to really find themselves, because nobody really knows what they want to do. Right. Even when you feel like you know what you want to do, no one really 100% knows what they want to do. And
that's so true.
Depending upon, like, how life goes, especially after high school, and you probably made up your mind, like, hey, I just want to get this certification and be this. And then you get that certification, and then, you know, like, maybe, let's say, 5 years down the line, like, your job isn't really needed anymore, because now they have, like, some other new thing that's better than that, like, a robot or something, like, some kind of machine. So now you're out of business. So now it's like, damn, like, I wish I went to school now and I had, you know, got my bachelor's degree, because now I could, you know, maybe be something else.
Had a backup plan. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kenny,
yeah.
How do you feel about it?
I feel like a degree will help you climb the ladder faster, I guess. That mm-hmm. makes sense. But, like, skills would definitely get you in there quicker. Mm-hmm. Okay. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I mean, because, like, you can, like, I was talking to my uncle and he was saying, like, there's a lot of people who are doing jobs that they didn't even study, but they're doing it just because they have a degree.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I don't know. I think that's kind of how I feel. Like, if you have a degree, you have more opportunities. That's obvious. Like, degree, you have more opportunities.
And way more options.
Yeah. To me, the degree is literally just like a code to get inside of the building.
Yeah.
And once you get in the building, then you know, like, it's from there. It's endless opportunities. But the degree is literally just the way to get into the building.
How do you feel about it, Cam?
Well, like we've been saying, is just, I know a degree gives you more opportunity. It lets people know that, okay, I went to school and I studied this, but I got this piece of paper that puts me ahead of people who don't have it.
I feel
like if you have a different skill set, you have specific skills at something, or you're skilled at multiple things, if you know the right people, then
you don't even need it. It won't really matter. Yeah, facts. You won't even need it. Yeah, that's how I feel too. I mean, obviously, skills are very important, because if you have the skills already, you can go out of your way. See, that's the next thing. Like, if you use social media wisely, like, if you guys really think about it, like, we have the opportunity to communicate with whoever. Some of them might not respond, whatever. But, like, you can literally DM whoever nowadays and just get one foot in. You know what I'm saying? Or DM somebody and they can put you on to somebody else that might be able to help you. So it's really endless opportunities when you have the skills and you kind of know what you already want to do. But obviously, like, the degree helps nowadays. And just, you know, you just feel, like, accomplished. You feel like you've done a lot when you, you know, get past that 4 years and get that paper. You know what I'm saying?
I was going to say that degree, it just shows that you worked hard for something.
Yeah.
And so that in itself already tells the person that's going to hire you, like, okay, like, this dude works hard. Like, it already tells something about you as a person, I feel like.
Yeah. So that's my thing, too. Like, at the end of the day, you don't want to have to work for somebody else if you don't have to. Like, you can do your own thing. Like, that would be everybody's dream. So I feel like it's important for, you know, everybody to develop skills and know what they want to do. And, you know, think of something that will be beneficial for yourself. Like, you do YouTube, for example, and, like, you're able to do videos and all that type of stuff. Like, that's dope. You get what I'm saying? So, like, it's endless opportunities, you know, once the white person sees your videos or something, like, it's going to really be booming. And then, like, for us, like, you know, like, the podcast and whatever it might be, like, you got to really try to take it to the next level with your name, get your own name, so then somebody can try to invest or something.
Mm-hmm. Real quick, I thought you said white person.
Right person.
Yeah, I did too. I was like, damn. when he said it, I was like, well, he's got a point, you know. So
yeah, facts. But yeah, everybody got to use. I feel like people need to use social media more so than to be DMing the next chick or whatnot, mm-hmm. but need to use it more so to branch out and to connect with people. Because that's a college sport too. At the end of the day,
yeah, that's true. That is very true. Another thing I was going to say, though, was, like, when you said you got to find something you like first, that's uh-huh. huge, because you're constantly finding things that you're interested in.
Exactly.
And, like, one thing that really, I guess, bothers me is, like, when, like, people are like, oh, I'm really interested in this, but you don't know if that's really something you want to do unless you try it.
Right.
Once you try it, you'll be like, oh, this is tight. Like, I'm gonna keep going with this. Mm-hmm. And then you begin to, like, develop a passion for it. And you just, it's just something you love to do.
Yeah.
And sometimes it doesn't end up like that. You try and you're like, oh, I don't really like that. Like, on to the next mm-hmm. thing. Like, what else am I into? So I think that's big. That's huge. Yeah.
It kind of goes hand in hand with what Ilya was talking about not too long ago on, like, the last blog when he was like, put all your eggs in one basket and see if that works. And that's how you really know, because you're putting all your effort into it rather than trying to do three or four different things at once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a big one too. Dang.
So for sure. We'll go ahead and so Kenny, your funny question earlier. So how should you respond when someone say where you from? Yeah, it was funny when you said that though, because, like, I don't think I've ever been pressed before. Like, somebody said where you from, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I feel like a lot of people encounter those type of situations depending on, you know, where you live and whatnot. But, yeah, mm-hmm. for sure, I would just be like, I don't bang.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I was saying. I don't bang. I mean, whether they believe you or not, that's on them.
Yeah.
It's like, if this is the day I get shot, man, like, I gave you the right answer.
Exactly. Yeah, that's jokes. Yo, what's your take on it? What you going to say?
Wait, hold on. Kenny, what did you say?
I said, this is the day I get shot, I gave you the right answer.
Wow. I don't know. Like, I hope I ain't got to, you know, come across some dumb shit like that. Like, yeah. I'm going to really be like, wow, like, really? Like, you that bored? Like, you that bored? But I don't know. Like, I'm going to be like, yeah, that's probably what I'm gonna say, but I'm gonna be like, yo, I don't think.
This is beyond me, bro.
Like,
this is crazy.
This is beyond
me. Like, what the heck?
Like, wow, like, I'm about to wipe my eyes. I'm like, yo, am I dreaming right now?
Uh-huh.
Like, this is mad. Wow.
That's funny. And
I'm
it's
like,
funny,
I'm like, bro. I'm like, yo, like, yo, like, you really gonna have to fight me? Like, put your gun down and let's see what you really about. Like you need a gun to show how macho you are. Like,
this is gonna happen. Yeah. You're gonna fight. You're gonna beat him up. And he's just gonna pick up the gun and shoot you. So you might as well just shot you in the first place.
Nah, if he put the gun down, I'm a dolphin dive on that joint.
You gotta throw it.
No, if I get that, I'm gonna shoot his head. I'm the captain now.
Yo, it's like that video on Twitter where the dude took the gun and made him get naked or whatever.
For real.
It's crazy.
Nah, hey, thing is, like, I heard this works, but it's kind of, wait, hold on, did Cam say his?
Yeah,
he did.
Okay. Thing is, like, I heard this works. Like, it might be a little outlandish, but I heard it works. Like, I heard if a dude say, like, where you from, all you gotta do is start twerking and start, like, acting real feminine, and you gonna shoot a chick, like, and, like,
it's gonna be awkward.
Like, that's all you gotta say.
He's trying to say what I was saying it.
All you gotta do is act like you from the Alphabet Gang. You gonna be good. Dang, that's a hate crime. Yo, that's a hate crime. Dudes ain't trying to go to jail for a hate crime.
That's hilarious. Hey, it was funny though. I was reading like something like it was like issues in the black community, And then, like, one of them was, like, lack of family structure, dangerous cities that they live in, high abortion rates, victim mindset, and sizable portions
of... Victim mindset?
Yeah. So I was just like, it's crazy, though, like, lack of family structure. I wouldn't even say, like, that's a... I mean, I guess it is a problem, though, because we have, like, a lot of deadbeats, you know?
So, nah, but yeah. I mean, it is probably you can say that about any race, but
that's true. Mm-hmm.
I just feel like we're the like poster child for it.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like I don't know, because I'm not a father, and you know, I have to deal with those type of responsibilities and whatnot. But yeah, it is crazy though, because if you do think about it, there are a lot of like black, you know, families that come up and they don't. The father, you know, be non-existent. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
I think then, another one, my fault, go ahead.
No, go ahead, you got it.
I say another issue is, like, mental health.
Bro, I know, yes, like, I saw
when
that
when I was growing up, dude, when I was growing up, and I tell my mom, like, oh, I'm stressed right now, like, life is hard. So, like, what you got to stress about?
Yeah.
You ain't got nothing to stress about. You in school, you in this. Well, you ain't got nothing to stress about. And it's like, bro, one of the most stressful times in my life, like, I'm going through all these changes. I'm trying to figure out myself, like, who I am, you know? Like, it's I don't know.
It's hard, it's definitely rough.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, damn, you're just going
disregard. Like disregard. Yeah,
like, it's more than it's
stop
more than
acting like a stop acting like a girl. Like, damn, like, for real? Like, okay.
What are you going to say, Cam?
I was saying, it's more than what you see, like,
fact.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Facts. And then it said like the dangerous cities, and like some of the cities they named was like Oakland, Cleveland, Baltimore, Detroit, where gang violence and crime every day. And it's just like, I mean, I forget what it's called, but you know, back in the day when they started to like not necessarily segregate, but when like they started to build like the housing, but it was just a coincidence that in the low income areas they had all the African Americans and they had the whites in one area, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I mean, at this day and age, at this point, people can't control, like, you know, where they're coming up at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. And then the third one was high abortion rates. How y'all feel about abortion? You think it should exist?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
That baby ain't, little homie ain't born yet. He ain't took his first breath.
Yeah. I think it's better than having a kid and then you know that I'm not ready.
Not being able to provide. Exactly. That's how I was
then
saying.
The counter to that, people are going to say, well, that's what abortion's for.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, that whole system is so, or not abortion, I'm sorry, adoption.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that whole system, like, with foster care and stuff is, like, not good.
It's rough.
You know what I mean? It is. So, I don't know. But then it's, again, it's like, you're just going to kill the child. I don't know. It's like, I see what they're saying.
Born yet to be dead.
Saying,
he's still dead.
Yeah.
It's like, that's literally like nothing in a condom. Like you got a billion little kids in there and you're going to throw it away.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing like getting an abortion.
Yeah. And that's crazy. It is crazy because I'm an advocate for like abortion because at the end of the day, you can't trust the whole human population to be smart and not make mistakes. And then people are going to go and say, well, that's why you have condoms. That's why you have this and that. But there's still a chance. That's what I was saying. There's still a chance at the end of the day, a girl could be on plan B, you can have a condom and she still get pregnant. But then my mom was even saying like,
damn.
Well, if you ready to have sex and stuff, then you should be ready to have a child. But it's just
I'm
gonna tell you right now, like I'm gonna just cash app the chick $250 so she can go and get that a bobo. Like me ain't having no child.
I'll go with you.
If one of my homies needs some help, like paying for the bobo,
I'm
gonna just have to cash app him. Like I don't want one of my homies to be down like that.
Yeah, like it's not necessarily a bad thing, but we're saying like in case you know you're not ready. You know?
Go half on a baby with me.
Y'all girls, have you ever had a pregnancy scare with your girl?
Ooh, nah, I haven't.
Nah,
I had a knock on wood, buddy.
Yeah,
but no, I haven't. I can only imagine, like,
bro. When the first time it happened, I was gonna.
He said
out.
The first time.
It's happened like twice.
Yeah.
It wasn't like
damn, bro.
So like the first time it happened, I'm thinking like the first thing she's like, oh, I might be pregnant, like I didn't get my period. The first thing that came to my mind was like, fuck, my mom is gonna kill me.
Yeah.
What am I gonna do? Like, yeah. So I'm starting to think, I'm like walking around, pacing back and forth. She's like, it's okay, it's only been a couple days, like relax. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
My heart is going crazy, like I'm sweating. Yeah. And at one point I had to throw up. I was like, I gotta throw up and go to the bathroom. I'm sitting in the bathroom, like, bro, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
Like, exactly. This is scary. Like, it's crazy,
but I feel,
man,
like that's the scariest thing. Like, how you gonna tell your mom? Not even your parents. Like, your mom.
Mm-hmm. When the first thing she said was before I left the college, don't go out, don't be having sex, don't get your girl pregnant. That's the first thing she told me, and yeah. I come back with a kid.
Yeah.
First thing I do is go against the first rule.
Man, that's what I can only imagine.
I'm gonna tell y'all right now. Like, this is a cheap, like, this is like a DIY, like, abortion. Mm-hmm. So all you gotta do is get you a nice piece of fried chicken, mm-hmm. put it near the box, and if the little, it, all you gotta do is wait for the baby to reach his hand out. Wow. So you can grab the chicken. You gotta yank that shit real fast. Throw that little nigga in the toilet. Flush him like a bondom. Him and the chicken.
Oh, wow.
Bro, you stupid, bro. You stupid.
Where you coming with that, bro?
Hey, the next one, though.
Right now.
The one that you said, Cam, the victim mindset. I feel like that's crazy for that to even be said, only because, like, the injustice that, you know, African-Americans face every day.
Exactly.
So, at the end of, people are literally racial profiled, you know, man. Like police be just looking for, you know, trouble at the end of the day sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Like, obviously there's good cops out there, but, you know, there are the ones that, you know, be out looking for no good.
Have y'all ever been profiled like that by a police officer?
Yeah, actually.
Me too.
Yeah.
Bro, the craziest thing, like, where were you at when this happened to you?
I was, like, near Ilya's house, leaving Ilya's house.
Oh, my God, yeah. Bro, I remember it.
Yeah,
but yeah, bro. They
that was OD.
I was like, yo, like, what? Oh, yo,
like we were literally with my mom. We were driving.
No, we weren't with your mom.
Who were we with?
It was me, you, E, Cam, or something like that.
Yeah, but I've been it freaking twice. I think Stu was with me and my mom the other time, and it was just like they pulled us over, and then they were asking us like, "Have y'all been smoking weed?"
That wasn't with your mom. That was with me, you, Cam, Elijah.
Yeah,
you just got the car.
Yeah, I didn't know what to do. I was just like, nah, like, what's good?
Because we just woke up and we was tired. Like, I just woke up, my eyes was probably red from being tired. I woke up. I look, and I'm like, yo, like, are y'all serious?
Yeah, like they was being hella aggressive, but I mean, like, you know, we was cool at the end of the day, but. Yeah,
they said they could smell weed or something like that. I think that's what they said.
I ain't never had weed in my car a day in my life.
I said, yo, like, y'all are really bugging. Like, y'all really bored, huh? Like, y'all ain't got, like, y'all should be stopping crime and fighting crime. Like, y'all are really trying to pick on me?
Yeah.
Mad. Wow.
It's never happened to me by a cop, but I mean, when I was going to Redondo and being around that area, it's happened a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm pulling up to people's house and they're just looking at me like I'm not supposed to be in this area.
It's a crazy world we live in now.
Bro, it happened to me on campus freshman year. I was wearing, like, and it was finals week. So I'm on my way to my final. I got my UFA stuff on. I got like this quarter zip, you know, looking fresh.
Mm-hmm.
And so it couldn't have been because what I was wearing, like, I'm wearing UFA gear.
Right.
So I walk outside and I'm walking down the street to go take my final, and it's like, it was like 10:30. I think my final was at 11. The cop drives past and then like busts a U-turn and like swerves in front of me. Mm-hmm. Like as I'm walking on the sidewalk, like swerves off to the side. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, where are you headed? And it's a woman. She's like, where are you headed? I'm like, to my final. Like, and she's like, oh, so you go to U of A? And like, I look at my sweater and I'm like, yeah. And so she's like, oh, can I see your school ID and everything? And I'm like, well, wow. I mean, my final's soon. Like, I don't want to be late. And she's like, it'll take a couple seconds. So she takes my ID, whatever.
She gets on the walkie-talkie and says my name. Can you check, make sure this guy goes to this school or something like that? Nah. And I'm sitting on the curb, and like people are driving past looking at me like, I'm like, yeah. Dude, are you serious? Like,
yeah, it's the worst, bro. That's the worst feeling ever.
I was like, oh my God. And she's like, okay, you're good. Sorry for wasting your time. Yeah. Like, man, whatever, man.
Yo, yeah, I wish a cop would. Like, thing is, if a cop do some dumb shit like that to me, I'm going straight to jail because I'm going to act up. Like, I'm going to be like, yo, like, you big dumbass. Like, I just told you. Yeah. Big stupid bitch.
Yeah, but it's just crazy now that, you know, like, with the camera phone and everything, we can actually see what's been going on. Even though, you know, like, this stuff has probably been going on for...
For real. Hey, if yeah. I get pulled over, I'm pulling on my phone and I'm hitting record.
Yeah.
Immediately. Yeah,
it's crazy because it's a lot of stuff we haven't seen still that goes yeah, on, man. But just the fact that we, you know, are more aware nowadays because we have the camera phone and whatnot. So it is crazy that Illinois did, like, ban, like, you can't record, like, police officers anymore.
Wow. They said that? I know that. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Illinois. Yeah. Why though? Like, what's the problem with that? Like,
I didn't read too deep into it. I just read that you can't record them anymore when they're like stopping somebody. It's a crazy world.
And like, you see how you feel like when you got stopped, and like how I felt when I got stopped, and it was something little. Like, just imagine how people feel like when like people have their hands on their guns and stuff like that. Like,
exactly.
Oh, that reminds me, bro. I was with my dad. I don't really talk to my dad like that, but I was with my dad one time.
Mm-hmm.
And because I went to Bishop. I know you went to Redondo. Mm-hmm. I went to Bishop Montgomery. And he had picked me up from practice, and we're driving home, and like, I ain't even gonna lie to you, like, you know, he was his pants sagging, he had like a white beater.
Yeah.
He was driving a car with like bullet holes in it. So like, I guess I understand why you would want to pull it over. Like,
yeah, okay. Yeah.
So we go to the gas station, and like, I notice the cop car pulls in. We pull out, and I'm noticing, I'm looking in the rearview mirror, I'm in the back seat, and I'm a junior in high school, I think I was a junior. And I'm like, okay, these cops are definitely following us. So he pulls over, or he pulls to the side, drops me off, and then the cop swerves in the car. It's two black cops, dude, swerves over, pulls out his gun, and like, I'm standing outside the car mm-hmm. with my backpack, and he points the gun at me. And then, bro, I froze. Like, I just stopped. And he's like, get back in the car. And I couldn't move. Whoa. Like, it was the craziest thing ever. And I'm just standing there looking. And then my dad's like, bro, what are you doing? Like, I got my son in the car. He's like, nah, get back in the car. And he's pointing his gun at me. And I'm fucking stuck. Like, I can't. My feet are glued to the ground. Like, I cannot move. And so then my stepdad comes out like, nah, what the fuck, man? What you doing? He points the gun at him. And I'm really like, bro, this is crazy.
Yeah.
So then my dad, like, pulls me. I get back in the car, and I'm sitting there. And he's like, where were you at this time? And I'm thinking, like, you just saw us at the gas station. Yeah. Like, what do you mean?
That's
wild. So, he's on his walkie-talkie. He's like, oh, sorry, wrong car. He said, you're good. And they will take off. They drive off. I'm like, bro, this is crazy.
Damn.
Like, just imagine how people really feel. Like,
yeah.
They're scared for their life. So that's why they're doing, like, they're acting that way. It's not that they're trying to disrespect them.
Yeah, provoke them.
Exactly. They're just scared.
Yeah.
Like, for that's, sure. Like,
I'm going to tell y'all right now. If I was to die to some police brutality, like police violence, somebody better avenge my death. For real.
Yeah.
Well, my family gonna secure the bag for that.
Yeah.
Yo, thing is, if nobody avenge my death, I'm gonna haunt y'all for the rest of my life.
You're stupid. I mean, let's talk about a little bit of NBA stuff and a little, like, you know, TV type stuff before we end it. What's y'all top three TV series right now?
I don't watch TV.
That's on right now, like right to this day.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with. I'm gonna tell you my first. I'm gonna go Stranger Things. I'm gonna go Power, and I'm gonna go Insecure.
Yeah, I would go Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Oh, I have Power. The third one. I mean, I watch Insecure, but I'm not like. Into
it's
like
fire,
that.
Bro. It's fire. You gotta get into it. It's fire.
I'm not into like. I mean, but I watched all the episodes. But
you did?
Like,
okay.
If Power was on or something else was on, I wouldn't be my first choice.
Got you.
But a third one, I wouldn't know right now.
Okay. What about you, Kenny?
Would you count like the Netflix?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Stranger Things.
Yeah. Stranger Things.
Bro, Black Mirror is the craziest thing I have ever seen.
That's true. I can't get into it.
Have you guys seen Black Mirror?
I watched.
It is
a
the craziest
episodes,
thing.
I couldn't get into it.
Yo, Black Mirror is fire. So I'm gonna go Black Mirror, Blackish, and my third one, I don't even know. I gotta look. Yeah. Well, Blackish and Black Mirror is really the craziest thing I've ever seen. Like, for real.
Yeah,
so, yeah. Watching my
series, so I ain't
gonna
ask him.
Nah, I'll just be watching. I watch a little basketball, and in the news. I might watch a little CNN, you know, just stuff like that. I really don't. And literally, the only thing that I'll watch, like, literally the only thing, is Blackish. Okay. And that's, like, probably a handful of times out of the year. If my dad tells me it's a funny episode, I'll watch it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. All right, so who y'all got winning the NCAA tournament, and who y'all sleeper team?
Probably Duke. Right, I'm going to be mad if they lose. I was going to say
Duke. Yeah, I got Duke winning it all.
If they lose, like, they're something's wrong. Coach Kidd got to get fired.
Fired?
Hell yeah.
Who you got, Cam?
I just can't see anybody beating them, right? It's one game, but yeah. I just can't see anybody, especially with Zion back.
Yeah.
I just can't see anybody beating them unless it'll take for him to be in. Zion got to get an early foul trouble or something.
Yeah.
Yo, Zion's shoe got to rip apart again for them to lose.
Yeah. Who y'all sleeper team, though? Like, who y'all sleeper team? I got LSU.
I'm going to go a real sleeper and Marquette.
Thing is, they
got the best player. Well, one of the best players in the
country.
Country, yeah.
Yeah.
Thing is, like, I don't even really watch college as much as I used to growing up because now, like, I don't know. I guess nowadays, just like, I guess with everybody going to the draft after the first year or whatever.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like you're kind of losing, like, kind of just like that feeling of interest of kind of trying to remember every single player's name every year. It's a whole new batch of guys every year. It's getting ridiculous.
For sure. All right. Before we get off, we're going to go ahead and name our top five NBA players right now to this day, and we're going to be gone. So who we taking at one?
Giannis.
Okay. I'm taking –
Wait, what?
I'm taking Giannis KD at one.
Wait, hold on. Real quick. Are you talking about this season or just like –
Yeah.
Today. Based off the season. All right. I'm taking KD still at one.
At one? I'm still gonna take LeBron. I don't know what guys. People telling me
Miami Heat LeBron?
No, I'm talking about this LeBron.
This LeBron is shooting 31% from three and 59% from the free throw since the All-Star break.
That's fine. I'll put somebody else.
And you're putting him at one.
I'll put somebody else. I'm starting my team with
that. That's a good point, though. Still. Like,
your team ain't gonna make it to the playoffs.
I'm not gonna have Kyle Kuzma as my second best player.
All right, who number two? Who y'all taking number two?
Kevin Durant. All
right, number two for me. I'm gonna probably take PG. I'm taking
PG. Man, what? You taking PG over Giannis?
Yo, relax. I'm taking PG at number two. Lord, number three. Who we taking?
I'm taking Anthony Davis.
Anthony Davis?
Yep. I was going to say Anthony Davis. I mean,
probably.
Giannis, KD.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. If this...
Fuck, but James Harden's so good.
Oh. Yeah.
Not Curry. I'm going to take Westbrook.
Get the fuck.
Are you serious?
I'm lying. I had to say his name, though, because, you know, that's my goat. I just said his name, though.
I just said Alex Caruso.
Shut up. He been hooping Caruso since the All-Star break. I'm going to take Antetokounmpo. All right. Number four.
James Harden.
Yeah, I like Harden, but I'm going to say Paul George.
And then five. Who are we taking five?
Who the hell is left?
Curry,
James.
Thing is, keep it a buck. Curry the best player in the league, but Curry, he could be fired for this.
That's what I'm saying. I think I'm putting Kawhi in my top. I might be throwing Kawhi in my top five because LeBron's for sure not in my top five.
Nah, Giannis would be my fifth.
Giannis. Okay. All right then. All right. So, Luca.
Oh no, Luca.
Yeah. Body bag. Body bag. Luca.
Or should I say
Luca?
Or should I say Ben Simmons? I might have to take Ben.
Hell
no.
Nah.
I might have to take Ben. If y'all gonna kill, if he gonna say Westbrook, I gotta say
Westbrook. Well, that's my goal. My goal, bro. But yeah, so you know, another
that's because they look alike.
Another speak on that episode. You know, talked about you know some real topics, some crazy stuff that you know we've all experienced. You know, give us some input if you got any questions or. Your point of view is different from ours. We'd love to hear that. Vincent Valentin, Kenny Ridgeway,
Valentine,
Cam High, we go. Yurt.